This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of SRW, Juvenile, Janet Rogers, Juvenile Officer versus TW, decided May 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. In the interest of SRW, Juvenile, Janet Rogers, Juvenile Officer, Respondent, v. WD87157, TW, opinion filed, May 27, 2025, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Clay County, Missouri, the Honorable Alicia O'Hara, Judge Division 3, W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge Karen King Mitchell, Judge and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge TW, mother, appeals from the trial court's judgment terminating her parental rights to SRW, child. Acting pro se, mother raises 4 points on appeal. However, because mother fails to comply with appellate court requirements under Rules 8112 and 8404, 1, we must dismiss the appeal. 1, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, Volume 1, State, 2024, unless otherwise noted. 2, factual and procedural background: child was born on May 30, 2020. She resided with mother until October 22, 2020. When their residence was raided by the Clay County Sheriff's Department. As a result of the raid, mother and other adults present were arrested in relation to the drug and drug paraphernalia discovered by the department in the residence. Child was immediately placed in the care, custody, and control of the Missouri Department of Social Services Children's Division, the division. On March 11, 2021, the trial court entered its order of disposition, determining that mother was unable to provide a safe and stable drug-free home for child. Mother was ordered to pay monthly support and maintenance for child, in addition to a multitude of other family reunification services. This included an obligation for mother to participate in drug testing and to maintain contact with the division. On August 17, 2023, the juvenile officer of Clay County, juvenile officer, filed a petition that sought to terminate mother's parental rights. Petition. 2. On February 1st, 2024, a trial was held on the petition. Prior to the trial, the juvenile officer and the court-appointed special advocate, CASA, submitted written reports and recommendations to the trial court. On March 13th, 2024, the trial court, second, the division also sought to terminate the parental rights of child's presumed father, and child's prospective father. Mother and presumed father were married at the time of child's birth, but in presumed father's consent to termination of his parental rights, presumed father denied that he was the birth father of child. 3 issued its judgment terminating mother's parental rights in and over child. 3. The trial court cited 3 independent statutory bases for its termination. 1. Child was abused or neglected by mother, pursuant to Section 211.447.552. 2. Child had been in the custody of the division for over a year, while mother failed to rectify the conditions that led to the division's assumption of jurisdiction, pursuant to Section 211.447.53. And 3. Mother was unfit to be a party to the parent-child relationship, pursuant to Section 211.447.55. The trial court also found that termination of mother's parental rights was in child's best interest. This appeal follows. Respondent's motion to dismiss mother's appeal was taken with the case. Deficiencies on appeal. Due to serious deficiencies in mother's briefing and record submitted to this court, we are unable to reach the merits of this appeal. Before addressing mother's briefing deficiencies, we address Rule 8112A's requirement that the record on appeal contain all of the record, proceedings, and evidence necessary to the determination of all questions to be presented. In creating the record on appeal, Rule 8112C requires that the appellant order the transcript which shall contain the portions of the proceedings and evidence not. 3. Presumed father signed and submitted his consent to the termination of his parental rights to child prior to the trial court's hearing. During the February 1st, 2024 termination hearing, the trial court found putative father had abandoned child because he had failed to visit or communicate with child since she was in the division's custody. Neither presumed father nor putative father appealed the trial court's judgment of termination. 4 previously.